Okay, so this is the first podcast ever from my side, and it's completely random. So don't mind me if I just go haywire or something like that. So recently, I have been through the thing that has killed most of the great people of our times. Be it the latest thing incident to happen was Chester Bennington, and he was depressed and. Being famous, having money and cars and having good life and wife and kids and everything, but depression gets everything. It's a serial killer. It just gets you. You cannot hide from it. And we should treat depression as a thing, like we treat cancer as the thing, like it's something. It affects you. People are sick when they're not really sick, but they have to be treated with care. If there's somebody who's got a cancer, you've got things, but there's no really care in most part of the world. There is not really anything you can do for a person who's going through a depression, because the person who's going through depression himself does not know about what is exactly happening to him and what he wants from his life. The signs of depression would be. You won't like to do the things that you really like to do. For example, if you like to listen to, for example, Hardwell, and then after when doing going through that phase, Hardwell would be something you really wouldn't want to listen to. It would be it would pain your ears, and you wouldn't want to do things normally. And you yourself don't know what will make you happy. And people usually start thinking that. If something's going wrong, or you had a breakup, ugly breakup with your girlfriend or boyfriend, but it is not the thing. It just happens. It hits you just like puberty does. It's you can never have it. You can never say that this time it's going to hit me. This is the time where people undergo depression. It could be in your teenager. It could be in your 30s, 40s. You never know. So we should treat it properly. And recently. The thing it but you might find this very inhuman of me to say that depression is you can kill it. I managed to do it. I just got over my depression phase, and it was really hard. I couldn't do anything. I just didn't like to be around. I just wanted to be home. I just wanted to sit down and just do nothing. Just lay on the bed, get up late, or go back. Just not get out of the bed and just be. Just be, I was not really doing anything productive with my life. I was just being, and all of these things start bothering you. You just become super superstitious. You just think this is not going well. What are you going to do in your life? And all these things just everything messes up. And recently, I came across this application called this headphone FONE. The phone there is spelled FONE, and. Recently, I've been through some motivational lectures and stuff like that. And though I think I am saying I'm training my mind that I'm not depressed anymore, I just don't want to feel that I'm depressed because that will give me a reason to be sad and not do things. So I'm just trying to program my mind into being happy. This is what is really happening with me right now. And I just came across that every great person in this world. Has been through those phases, has walked those roads. Everybody, take for example Eminem, or be it Chester Bennington, be it Steve Jobs, or Mark Zuckerberg, or anybody you can name, because it is a thing that happens. It affects a lot of people throughout the world. And if you can fight this demon quite well, then you emerge as a winner. That's a thing. And I don't know. I really can't say anything because I don't really think I've completely overcome it. I've failed in my life many times, a lot of times, and things really didn't go well in the last few years because a lot of things has been happening, and I just was in a shell, I was not really ready for things that were happening in my life, and all of a sudden hit me in the face, and I was just wide-eyed, open and wide-eyed, and looking at things, not knowing what to do, and. Sometimes things don't just work out. You have to just make them work. And it's just the thing, Even if you're listening to me, you would be thinking, I have no clue what I am saying. But this is the thing that happens. I'm just finding my own self, trying to do what I love. And the thing is, I actually fail a lot of times in my life. And that also started building up. And when you meet with failures, you just don't know what's happening to you. Failures change you. They can it depends on the way you look at them. Look at the failures. If your approach at failures is very healthy, like, okay, this thing is going to teach me something and I'm going to learn and improve my life and to take those principles and make my life better. That's very good. That's indeed very good. But the thing is, not most of us are wrong somewhere. We know that, and we completely change as a person. We like some things, we do some things for our like freedom and fun. Like, for example, I listen to music when I study. That helps me concentrate, I know that. But due to many reasons, a person feels for many reasons. It cannot be like for just for a thing. You feel for many reasons. It could be like, for example, you lose a match, be it cricket. It's because you did not score in the first over, or your bowlers were not really great, or the pitch was damp, or the ball wasn't coming to the bat, or there was dew in the field. It could be many reasons, right? And you fail for many reasons. That's the same as with life is. You cannot just fail for one reason. There's a lot of things happening, and I really don't really think that the music listening to music affected my studies, because I think it really helped me. But as I failed, the one who fails is always wrong, and the one who wins, no matter how stupid or fucked up his techniques were, he will always be right because he won. He just won, and nobody cares. And people who fails have no relatives. They only have people who taunt them. It's a very sad feeling indeed, and but it's important to fail in life. It teaches you a lot. And it's really good to fail at an early age, because then you have things in your bag and you can face the world in a very healthy manner and all that stuff that's happening. Thank you. I think it's ending very abruptly, but I'm very sorry, and we will meet you in another episode of The Thing. All right, goodbye.